in the service about hymn number 64. The first and the second stanza, number 64. The Lord, I lift my soul to thee. O my God, I trust thy name. Let not fall that falls over me, gain me not before the strife. Number 64, stanzas 1 and 2. To you is from God, the Holy Word, the first epistle of Peter, the fourth chapter, 1 Peter 4. For as much then as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise with the same mind. For he that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin, that he no longer should live the rest of his time in the flesh to the lust of men, but to the will of God. For the time past of our life may survive us to have wrought the will of the Gentiles, for when we walk in lasciviousness, lust, active of wine, reviling, thanksgiving, and abominable adultery. For wherein they think it strange that ye run not with them to the same excess of riot, speaking evil of you. For who shall give account to him that is ready to judge the quick and the dead? For this cause was the gospel preached also to them that are dead, that we may be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the Spirit. For that the end of all things is at hand, be ye therefore sober and watch unto prayer. And above all things have fervent charity amongst your fellows, for what charity shall cover the multitude of sins. To you hospitality one to another without grudging. Because every man has received the gift, even so ministered it going on to another, of the spirit of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracle of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth. That God in all things may be glorified with Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial in which it is described to you as though some strange thing happened unto you. But rejoice in as much as you are partakers of Christ's suffering. But when his glory shall be revealed, you may be glad also with exceeding joy. Should you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are you. For the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. And on that part he is even spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. But let none of you suffer as a murderer, or as a thief, or as an evildoer, or as a busybody in other men's matters. Yet if any man suffer as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God on this behalf. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it could begin at us, but shall the envy of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, what shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Therefore, let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of the soul to him in well-doing as unto a faithful Creator. Book 5. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Great mercy and peace be given, that it be multiplied unto you from God the Father. And Christ Jesus our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us now ask the Lord for your blessing. O Lord of heaven and of earth, let it not be evil in thy holy sight to draw nigh unto thy throne in this evening hour of this very day, where we are still with one another, in the day of salvation, and the word of God is not taken away from us, but still amongst us, and calling unto us as from heaven also in this evening, this is the way towards these bearing. Humble us, Lord, under thy almighty hand, and under all the blessings and under all the privilege granted unto us for this present moment. For better be a wonder to all of us that we are not covered and sinking away in that place where hope never shall enter. But there is still an opportunity to be converted. Oh Lord, that we realize what we could be in one, how uncomfortable that we are in ourselves, that we have separated ourselves from thee, that we have sinned against thee, provoked thee, and worthy to be cast covered forever and forever. But all that we are still in the day of grace, and in this house of worship in this evening, all that we must say, Lord, it's another opportunity. Who was still against me, for such and fullness of Aaron, to be comforted, and to be reconciled with thee. Oh, there is a way open in thy beloved Son, but it has to be revealed unto us, and to be applied to outfold thy irresistible power. Of our early spirit to believe that it is for us. With less we cannot do it, no. David of old, he said, he vowed to my soul, I am thy salvation. And that heathen scared into us the same language, speak only the wrong word, and I told him to be clear. Oh, Lord, that we feel we can meet the meek and bound of our souls, and that our heart was made in this evening receptive for the word that shall come unto us, so that it may please it to come in our midst and in our hearts, and to sanctify thy word to true conversion of sinners, but also for thy poor people to the comfort of their hearts. Thou knowest their condition, thou knowest their strife, thou knowest their needs and their wants and all that happened and takes place by day and by night, and that they never can help themselves, but they must be altered from thee, and thou art so willing to do it, and so great to thee. Oh, gladdens our hearts in the evening, and let the joy of the Lord be the gladness and the strength of our hearts. Remember all those that cannot gather with us in our midst, in our congregation, but oh Lord, also outside of our congregation. There are special needs and wants of other people in this world and in this great nation. Remember them, Lord, in the difficulties, in the midst and in the wrong. For thou knowest everything, Lord, the wrong whom we have known as a little girl already, first laying there at the end of his country, looking for the day of death that shall come very soon and quick, so that he may call to the God of the Father. So he is already Christ in heaven. There is nothing to run the surface of it. How far that we have gone astray. But thou hast so mercy for those that become a corner before thee. For other families, race, we hope and look for relief in the troubled present time. Oh Lord, spare that life of that young mother. But above all, that the burdens of the soul that has stayed can cry out for mercy for a minute. As so many other needs also went out yesterday. For this they all make it and open before thee. Every house has its cross. And every heart is giddy, thou knowest all things. For remember those that came back from the hospital. Remember those that are laying in hospital. For other places, for we commend them all in Israel. Widows and orphans and widows, strengthen them. For remember the boys in the service and in his name, that they learn to bow the knee before thee, before that it's too late forever. Strengthen also us in this evening to preach thy word to the congregation. The labor that so many from voice to voice. But the Lord help us as ever has done in the past, and that we receive and crumb fall from that massive table, and the congregation, a rich measure of thy spirit, with the pardon of all our sins, for Christ's sake only. Amen. So we sing now number 172. Your offering will be taken as usual throughout the number 172. The Lord has forsaken the situation, brought our boat. No more to the field dost thou go with our host. For thou turnest us back from the folk in this maze, from spoils who hate us have made us a prey. Number 122. Congregation. And my text for this evening is very noon in the Gospel of Matthew, the fifth chapter. The first 10 and 11. Blessed are they that are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for that is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. A good part. For which this text this evening we came to the last word of blessing that the Lord spoke from that mouth to his disciples and to the multitude. And of course, when you read that text this evening, then it seems well a little strange how that it is possible that such people are blessed who are persecuted and who never almost never have rest in this world. So we read in Luke 14, verse 28 and 9, for this of you intending to build a tower, the ship is not bound on constant cut, rather he has sufficient to finish it, lest happily as he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish it, all but he also begin to mark him. The true religion people, the right religion, that is a religion that cuts to it. And not only spirit of conversion, but also blood and persecution. But of course, it is a blessing if we, by the grace of God, in valor, in what we read, in the Word of God. Because there is something to consider for all of us this evening in regard to this text. And that is in the first place that Christ, he came into this world now to take away the curse of his people, but there is not one text that he gave us the assurance that he takes away the cross of his people. And then in the second place, there is of something else. You know that the last chapter in the Gospel of John, 14, 15, 16, and 17, that are chapters that Christ's ghost word has spoken only to his 11 disciples. Judas was no more there when Christ spoke this word. Does that mean all that Christ had spoken in those chapters, we can apply that to the whole living earth, to all God's children? And then in that 16th chapter, when the Lord he had said to his disciples, not in the world he shall have prosperity, in the world he shall have joy, all kind of cheerfulness, but in the world he shall have tribulation. And of course, my dear people, I know, shall I have the price to my soul? Out of the word of God, then it is so necessary that the Lord personally speak it to my soul. And that he gives me grace to believe that it is for me. That is always the main thing, congregation. We are living in times that it is all general. General redemption, generally love, generally mercy, generally pity, but it is different. If a soul has walked through this world under that impression of his state and of his condition, as I told you 1,000 times already in all those years, for then there come times in his life that he says, but I never did. It was better that I never had seen the light. It would become reality for us, reality. Because the reality that is most of the time so far away from us. And it is only the Lord who has to make the reality inside in our us. And then of course, if we lay under that same administration of the Holy Spirit, then the first thing of all that is that we receive eyes to see that we are standing outside of everything. Really. It's not as that they say in those in the days in which we are living. You are happy from the very beginning. No. No. If that is so, then we are wrong. And then it is nothing else than a temporal faith, people. That is also that kind of people that take the word up with joy, but what is it at the end? What is it at the end? And let I tell you, much so simple as I can tell you, that people that come under the ministration of the Holy Spirit, that people that come in the light and beckons at the throne of grace and beckons. And if you ask that people this evening, that people that is amongst us, that have a little knowledge of, by the grace of the Lord, and if I would ask now that people tell me now this evening, how many times that you have asked the Lord to apply it to the earth. How many times that you both ask, Lord, speak now personally to my soul, then I can assure you this evening that there is not one person amongst us Because see, I can say so many times I have asked that the Lord know that He cannot tell that anybody. Because that starts from the beginning, from the time that the Lord came in your heart. And that goes time and again goes that through. And of course, now coming to my text in this evening, there is of course much development in that text. But now coming to that text, all I need personally for myself, truth, out of that infallible and eternal word, that I am on the right way. On the right way. Because there is only one way. So many bypass. And what would it be, people? What would it be if I lay on my deathbed? And everything shall fall away. And that there is nothing enough that I can claim upon. And don't you hear, I have never known. I have never known. This feeling is enough, people. And there's different as the people in our day is thinking about. So they take it from a rock. And they are so happy. But for God's poor people, there must need a miracle. A miracle from the Lord to believe that it is for Him. And that it is for them. But there are things that people say. Oh, that people say, oh Lord, no. Can never be for me. Yeah, but what is now the difference between you and other people? Oh, the difference. My whole life that testified against me. My whole life. I have done what is evil in death. I have sinned against all the cause, all that minute, all the goodness and all the mercy of the Lord that He had bestowed upon, and that all that condemns me, because it is not wrong that I have sinned so often. As if I have done, no. Because they know something of the holiness of the Lord and His righteousness that is revealed in their hearts, and then they say, oh, how shall now such a one as I am, how shall now ever the Lord shall look upon me? For we have heard from the evening out of the catechism that the Lord shall never remember the sins of the people. And all that wonder, I have thought this before about it many times, that wonder that now the Lord remember more the Son than the work of His Son as the sins of the people. For them, for their people, they are unbelievable. And I will make a statement this evening. I hope you all understand. Oh yes, I hope. But God's people, the people of the Lord, that shall never forgive themselves that they have sinned against the Lord. They shall never forgive themselves.
for that they listen to it. And if you know what in Christ that baptizing again is in the life and in the heart. For Joseph said in 1 chapter 2 that he longed that he had given up the ghost where he was not still with his mother. He wants his desire to try, and that is not for nothing, no. But that when he has a reason for it, and now comes the baby, now that the gospel and the preaching of the gospel, that is a wonderful thing. Oh, if the Lord now is open there for the portal, and oh, this is a little drop in my heart, but it is sweeter than honey and sweeter than honeycomb. Yes, it is so sweet. And then if the Lord now is gifted and saint as a mustard seed, as a mustard seed, because they asked him that, or they asked not to go so much. But then they say, Lord, even that you now have given me in my life, and prayed as a masterpiece, that woman that said, Lord, also the dark they are eating of the crumb, fallen from the nest of faith. And to that place the Lord brings all his feet. He makes his own sense. Of Christ himself, he said, if you not become as it shall, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. And of people and the things. I hope you learn it all if you have never learned it. But you have to come down more and more. That is the way of the Lord. You come down. Yes. And now to go on in the text, oh, my dear people, so that now is pleased the Lord, so that now is pleased him, that I have as a little opening, and that I receive as a little freedom to believe that that is not for me, that that is not for me. Yes. Oh, that expression that I used this evening, I found that in one of our dear, dear old friends. And he said, Christ took away well the curse, but not the crown. And I thought, yeah, what a truth. Oh, what a truth. Yeah, it is. And then, of course, really, people, you need not to read the whole book. No. But only one expression. And Luther, he said sometimes, from the Bunyan, he said it. Bunyan, he said sometimes, he said, and the whole Bible from Genesis to Revelation, he said, it's not as in that book. But he said sometimes, one word that is so sweet to my soul, and that gets so much courage to my heart, oh, Jesus. If now the Lord himself declared that I am on the right path, oh, I can think of some here sitting this evening, that say, oh Lord, if I let me know this evening, I will give all that I have in the Lord for that, to know that I am on the right way. Yes. Because, oh, yes. If you are on the right way, oh, then, that end that shall be. Oh, if the Lord has picked us up, if the Lord has picked us up from the broad way of truth, and you have placed me on a narrow way to eternal life, then that apostle Paul said, that where he had become the good Samaritan in the heart, he shall perform until the day of Jesus Christ. Yeah. And then the people of the Lord. Oh, now, for a while, yeah. who the stay but of the you know, how they go. But when they say, oh, now it's 14 minutes to breathe, that I am on that trip, and on that thing, that kind of thing. And in the end, oh, that shall be blessed to my soul. Oh, yeah, Lord, thank for this testimony. Then I have no feelings of forget. If it was in the evening that the angels came to take me away in that, under those circumstances, oh, then I could die so easy. Because then I was not afraid for the Lord, and I was not afraid for anything. Oh, no. Then I am not only reconciled with him, but also reconciled with death. Oh, people, there is nothing so sure as the word spoken by the Lord himself. And now in regard to this question, that people, and in the natural race, then he built a tower, then he has to go down and to figure out the cost, that's fine, of course. But now, if now the Lord come in your heart, you regenerate, you reset his cell 110, then it is a willing people in the day of God power. Oh, then the Lord takes my heart, and I give my heart 1,000 times to it, please. And I do it with gladness in my soul. Oh, and another thing that people have no regret is, with all that truth involved, and there is what is all of them. Oh, there is what is all of them. I shall give you one text this evening. One text. And that is out of Genesis 22. God's people and the way of God's people, that is the same as that them. In the history of Abraham, that was caught in a thicket by his word. That's now the way of the child of God and congregation. If you take heaven with the hand upon your heart and call upon the old known God, if you now can say, Lord, my life is no different as that. No different as that, and I can, on the basis of that eternal word of God, I can say to you, you are on the right way that leads to heaven. Because, oh, people, then shall it be not in the city. Then shall it be this. Oh, yeah, I cannot tell you something this evening, it is not so bad, no. But I was here in a house once, some years ago, by a member of our church, he's gone already now, several of the years. But the boy that was on Ball Avenue in jail, he was taking care for the prisoners there. Yeah. And he was at home when I was there. And then he would tell me something. He said, say to me, he said, it happens, he said, but in time limit is it serious now? I said, yes. He said, yes. He said, it happens that some people that is just in the morning out of jail, and before that it is night, he said, they are a veteran. Oh, yeah. I would say to that man, I know, look, I know people that takes up on the morning to the evening. No, but that boy, oh, he did not understand the no. But I thought, I am a certain man that is sometimes 5 minutes out of jail. So sure. Yeah. So sure. And that is the truth. Oh, that is the truth. Yeah. And now that text. Oh, because we have to come to the text, otherwise I say nothing about it this evening. But, oh, because if you now have some impression about the text, and you have a little opening in it, and you may believe it and lie for yourself, that now is your life, and that was now your life. And that thou shalt be a light till the end of your life here on the earth. Oh, then there is still in joy and in gladness in God. Because if the bones of our feet come to pass, that we can stand on that foundation and on the basis of the eternal words of God that have more value than that everybody would say to you if they like it. But if we find our life here now in the Word of God, and at Calvary he said the Word of God that is always doing two things. The included person of the excluded person. And that is right. But of course, most of the time, if you are included in it, before that it just goes out and you are standing outside of it. So short of it. Sometimes it stays out a little off. It's not always the same thing. No, it is not always the same thing. No. The Lord, he is free. Sometimes then it happens that the Lord says to the devil, now you stay out of it. From that night. 15 hours of it. Now this night he cannot nothing cast in his heart. Now this day that I will give that man hours and little rest and is a little opening. But because otherwise it is Psalm 44. For thy name's sake we are killed all the day long. All the day long. But now the Lord himself, that blessed Christ, he said, blessed are they which are persecuted, those that are blessed and are. They have a place in the Word of God. You read in Acts 14, verse 22, and that we must, through much tribulation, enter into the kingdom of God. And then in Acts 13, verse 15, to 50, but the youth stirred up the devout and honorable women, and the chief men of the city, and raised persecution against Paul and Barnabas and expelled them out of the book. Yeah. There you have it. And Luther, that great reformer, he said that it is a clear proof that we are a Christian if we are persecuted. And Huntington, he said, if we have something of the despising of Christ and of his persecution in our hearts and life, he said that there is a proof that the Lord had glorified his grace in our hearts. Oh, it is the same thing, congregation, as if the building of a city and of a house of a church or something else. Both stones, they have to happen so much before that they can lay the stones up on the foundation. They use a hammer. They use other instruments to make them ready to lay them up on that foundation. And so it is now also for the church of God, and that is, of course, that is the life of God's people. We read in the Word of God also that the Lord, he promised Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob the land of Canaan as an inheritance. But now before that the people came in Canaan, in that country that was flowing of milk and honey, then they had to pass to the Red Sea, and then came in desert, full of certain. And so is now also the trip of God's children through the wilderness and through the desert of the world to that heavenly Jerusalem. It is a moment's peace and is a moment's rest that is from the Lord. But otherwise, it is a continual warfare for a child of God here in this world. And of course, you read also in the Bible, Ambrosius, he said, there is no evil without a king. And Paul, in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 32, he was fighting with the animals, with the beast, he said. That is the life of God's people. They have to expect nothing different than that here in this world. Blessed are they that are persecuted for righteousness' sake. I read this evening 1 Peter 4, and of course we can suffer in our life for different other reasons than for righteousness' sake. Paul of Peter had given you this evening several examples that we can make our life so hard, but that it is our own fault. And of course, that people that shall not be blessed. But well said here the Lord Jesus, blessed are they that are persecuted for righteousness' sake. And of course, God's people, they have nothing to expect here in this world than a crust and strife, affliction and care. We cannot expect anything else, no. The Lord Himself, the Father, He declared a word in Genesis 3:15 already. And now it is through the whole world and in all the lifetime of God's people, it is Christ and faith. It is the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of the devil. It is always one against the other. And it can never be that they ever shall be reconciled, no. Even the greatest betrayer that is here in your own heart, the greatest betrayer in your heart, they shall never seek the good of your soul, no. Our flesh, that the Apostle Paul, that shall never be submissive under the will of God, no. And now, in our life, we are time and again, especially in the first time of our conversion, then we are always not busy and looking that it shall be reconciled, one with the other. But the Lord, He said, it cannot be, and it shall not be. It shall be never different. That you have not to think that you find a paradise here. No. You find here nothing else. You read that in Ezekiel 28 verse 24. You shall find here nothing else than a grieving thorn. A grieving thorn here. And then Paul, even Paul, his flesh that was also against it, that he prayed the Lord 3 times to take it away from him. But what did the Lord? He did not take that sword away, no. But he said, my grace that is sufficient for you, my grace, But he received more than that he had asked for, because he asked not for grace, but he asked for the delivering and the pulling out of the sword. And you know that the way of the Lord that is people, that is most of the time that he is putting that sword deeper and deeper into the soul. And that the wounds become greater and greater. Expect here in this wilderness and in this world, expect never in paradise, no. But in howling wilderness, that can be expected. And the Lord, he does that, sending in the first place. As in trial for his people, and in the second place, to purify his people. And in the third place, to make him loose of this world and everything that is in this world. David, he said, I am a stranger here on earth. And in Psalm 39, him killed him as one of us, our fathers were before. That is the life of God's people. And now the people that is persecuted for righteousness' sake, that is blessed because for them is the kingdom of heaven. The Greek word that is mentioned here in our text for persecution, that means finally the same as the plague, and vexation, and that the life of that people, that it becomes so hard that there is finally almost no room left over to live here. That is the original verse in the Rome text. And sometimes it is also explained by others of our translators by persecution. By accusing that people, bringing for the court, and to drive them to death. And that is, of course, as I mentioned to you, out of Ezekiel 38, a grieving sword that there is always in the heart and in the life of such people. And there you have the same thing. Christ, he speaks about his church in the Song of Solomon, and then he said that his church is as a lily amongst the thorns, as a lily. And now there is a persecution for righteousness' sake in twofold manner. There is a persecution with the hand, or with the sword. There is also a persecution with the tongue. First of all, with the sword. Stephen, he said in Acts 7, verse 17, verse 52, to the people that was there before him, he said, your fathers have done nothing else then persecuted the prophets. And in Romans 8, verse 36, there it is, because for thy name's sake we are killed the whole day. And if you now think, people, about all the persecution in the Bible and in the time of the Roman emperor, and later on by the Catholic Church, millions and millions and millions are killed by the Catholic, by the Roman Church. You would say also in our days, how is it possible? how it's possible that some months ago that a professor in the ministry, that he declared in public, he said, it would not be so bad to come under the Pope of Rome, because he said, I can assure you that we shall have a wonderful father who takes care of us, a Christless Reformed process. Is it not so? Is it not so? We are so busy at the present time to build churches that they have both of the service in the same church. Several places there are of that they do in them. So if there was no little in our heart, but there was in the heart of our father, then we were talking this and we were doing this. And now there is a bowing before that beast. There's nothing else as a beast. The whole church of Rome. And it is the horse that is drawn of the blood of God. And then they say now in our days all this so different. Yeah. If they hadn't received the power, they did today the same thing as that they have done in 1569. They are not changed. And of course the time is maybe not coming. The time is coming that it shall be in persecution in the church and over the church and for the church. And then you shall be as some who are on the side of the enemy. Oh, congregation, oh, that is not overpowered. And the hearts are never taken in for the doctrine of free and sovereign grace. They shall take the sword in their hand to kill God's people. But there is also a persecution with the tongue. And that is reviling the people. Persecuted God's people. You read in the Bible in Psalm 55 that David, he said, his words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn to it. And now even Christ, in a state of a deep humiliation, he said in Psalm 69, I was the song of the drunk. And in Hebrews 11, verse 36, then Paul he said that it is a portion of God's people. And others had trials of cruel, mockings and scourging. Yes, God's people reviled, God's people slandered. And that with a song that the Lord had created to his love and to his glory, but as an instrument of the death. And but is not poor that is against. And then amongst the enemies of the church there are public enemies, but there are also hidden enemies. You read that in the Bible in Psalm 41, the men that whom I go up to the house of the Lord, sitting on the same table. But you know a history that he had done towards that David, and that was not sell more in trial as a semi-day ship in public. Blessed are they that are persecuted for righteousness' sake. And of course you cannot realize, congregation, there is so many things involved in this text, but the time calls us to stop for this evening. Before that, you know, say some words for the application, we sing together 152. 152. In God I put my trust, I neither doubt nor fear, for men can never harm, yet God may help me. 152, 2 and 3. For righteousness' sake, the Lord, he said, they are blessed, because they are walking in the footsteps of Christ. And to walk in the footsteps of Christ, people, then he must first be united with Christ. And if we are united with Christ, then we become one in the state of his humiliation as well as in the state of his exaltation. The Apostle Paul, he refers to that in Romans 6, where he said in verse 5, for if he had been planted together in the likeness of his death, he shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. And in other place, the Lord, he said, they have hated me, they shall hate you. If it is for righteousness' sake. And of course, we are so weak. We are living and walking not always circumspectly. No. Our life that is many times different than that it ought to be. And of course that is the reason that we have no freedom to come to the Lord. When something was placed in prison, and you know the reason why that he was in prison, then that man that had no access to the throne of grace, no. The difference with Peter, he was brought in jail. He had not brought himself there. And then that man that was the last night sleeping, and there were 16 shoulders round about him, so 16. And he was so sound sleeping that man, because he had not brought himself in jail. And if he has not brought out fellows and jail people, then we have an access to the throne of grace. Oh, that our life be in the fear of the Lord all the time of our life. And that our contemplation was to his honor and to his glory. Because blessed are they that are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Abraham was hated more than loved his nephew, because Lot, first he was in the living in the plain of Sodom, later on in the city, and then finally in the gate of Sodom. But Abraham was so blessed by the Lord that he had almost no conversation with the world and with enemies of his church. And his life was more in the favor of the Lord than the Lord, than the life of Lot. But young and old, great and small, it is as Christ said here in this text, blessed are they that are persecuted for righteousness' sake. We must be born again. We must receive the fear of the Lord in our hearts, drawn out of this world, and then from that time become the separation. Where there was before no separation. No. Because if the Lord conferred the men and women, from boy or girl, then you see the separation. But before some burden was to them, that has come now in life. The life is so different as that it was. And that is because the Lord had wrought that in the heart. And then from that time on, then you can also realize that everything that come against, everything. And then they say, oh, there is no life that is no. Because they say, always the no. Always no. And then they separate themselves. Oh, they think that they are more holy than I am. They are placing themselves above us. No. You see that well in that publican here in the back of the temple. He placed himself near above the Pharisee. No. The Pharisee, he did it well above that publican. But not the publican above that Pharisee. He had never seen even that Pharisee there. No, because he had no freedom to lift up his eyes to heaven. Yes, he saw nobody. He saw nothing of his guilt and his sin. And of course, if now the Lord starts with you, then the devil is your enemy. From that time on. And he makes your life harsh and full of difficulties. And hard life here in the world, day and night. One day he said, you are still a hypocrite. One day he said, you are still a sinner. One day he said, oh, things are never better to do something with you. No. Here's all you're bringing up. You can't. See you for help. And you desire to become proud, and you become something. And oh, so much more people. I cannot tell you everything this time, but there is no end to it. But he all says here is that day and night. Sometimes you cannot sleep about hope. No. And still blessed. Blessed are they that are persecuted for righteousness. Because how hard your way is in this new text. The Lord is with you. And there are moments that the Lord strengthens you. and that the Lord comfort you, and that He encourage you, because there are moments where I will lay the whole world before you, and then to go back to what you have left. Then they say no, no, no. And then rather, they desire all that strife, because there are moments that the Lord gave opening to the soul. There are moments in the life that the Lord has made easy. There are moments that they can see through it, even that it takes not 2 minutes. But in those 2 minutes, there is so much joy and so much sweetness and happiness. Oh, that they not will change it for what they have before. And at every time they shine again, they rise with their hands, as you read that in Isaiah 42, because in the service of the Lord, there is peace and there is rest and there is joy. And how difficult that way will be. You see, in the life of that Christ, the King of the Church, and the head of His children, that Christ, through humility, He came here was exposed. And from the cross, taken up in heaven, and now sitting at the right hand of the Father. And if He now has suffered with Him, we shall be crowned with Him, and He shall be glorified with Him. And then He said to His disciples, let your hearts not be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Me. In the house of My Father are many men. And I go to prepare a place for you. And as soon as now that place is to be prepared, then I come, and then I take you, and then you are with Me. He said, not you in heaven then, no, but He said, then you are with Me. And that is forever and forever. And then above all strife and all persecution, and then entering into that peace that never shall be disturbed and never shall be broken up. My uncomforted fellow traveler, call speak to the Lord while He is to be sent. Call upon Him while He is near. Keep on. Keep on, keep on, day and night. You are not worthy and I am not worthy. But what He is doing that for His great name's sake, for Christ's sake only. Amen. Lord bless the few words spoken in this evening. Sanctify it to all of our hearts. Remember the whole congregation. Look upon us. In mercy and in compassion, bring us safely home. And Lord, can it be pleasing, prepare us for the next Saturday. And above all, for the great day of judgment, with the pardoning of all our sins, for Christ's sake only. Amen. We use now for the doxology this evening, number 94. From those that know Thee, may Thy love and mercy never depart. And may Thy justice still protect and bless the upright heart. Number 94, the fifth sentence.
grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen. Thank you.